Ministries in Ukraine are refocusing in light of a pending Crimea split. U.S. internships are more than just a good idea. And there's an easy way for you to impact the world's next generation for Christ. Learn how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Many believe Crimea is all but lost to Ukraine, as the majority of those living in Crimea want to leave the country and join Russia. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says he isn't focusing on that part of the crisis anymore. Rakuba instead is focusing on the future of ministry.
We're developing a curriculum on reconciliation. We want to train pastors that will train others to bring reconciliation and healing in this post-turmoil time.
Rakuba says craving for the gospel is unprecedented. He says that's why they've printed several versions of scripture, including the latest version that targets business people.
We designed and already printed this New Testament for young professionals. We really think that we are empowering them, and we want your listeners, Greg, to continue praying for young Christian leaders in Ukraine.
Because of the demand for scripture is so great in Ukraine and Russia today, Russian Ministries is asking you to help support their efforts. Next, churches in Ukraine are filling up as the countdown to the March 16th referendum and likely Crimea breakaway begins. Gospel workers are telling Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, that their churches are overflowing. They say record numbers of Ukrainians are seeking God's face for deliverance. See how you can encourage and support churches in Ukraine at our website. Pray God uses the current unrest to bring more people to salvation. This is Mission Network News. For U.S. college students looking toward graduation, a floundering economy and thinning job market isn't giving them much hope. But internships are a great way to improve your chances of finding a job. Mark Smith of Pioneers USA says New York City Immerse is for students with a heart for ministry.
This program is designed for people where God is stirring their heart toward cross-cultural ministry. And that could be working cross-culturally with people in the United States, or I would say anywhere in the world.
After 10 months of training, interns are placed with an existing ministry team.
It's a great preparation for people that are going to do longer-term cross-cultural work.
Find all the information you need at our website. Pray for the 18 Immerse interns currently preparing to serve overseas.
Praying for a hedge of protection, praying that God would give them divine appointments and opportunities to share about Christ.
Meanwhile, in the first of a two-part series, we'll take a look at how you can impact the next generation for Christ. Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry provides new shoes and the gospel to orphans around the world. They're hoping to hand out their 3 millionth pair of shoes this year. Buckner's Ashley Williamson says there's an easy way for you to help.
Our greatest need right now is just for more people to partner with us to host shoe drives, either in their churches or schools or businesses or organizations. It's such an easy project to do.
Get involved through a link at our website. Tomorrow, we'll hear how God used one pair of shoes and a note to make an eternal difference in 3 lives.
The Lord works so powerfully on both sides of the trips, through the lives of the volunteers who go with us, but it also just means more than we can imagine to the kids who are receiving that gift of shoes.
And 70% of diseases in Ghana is attributed to the lack of safe drinking water and sanitation systems. Last week, through a partnership installation of the rain exchange system, ION Network provided a solution. It's a way to harvest and store rainwater so clean water is always available. Why? It's demonstrating God's love, being Christ to the poorest of the poor, offering a cup of cold water in Jesus' name, and proclaiming His gospel, the living water. See it for yourself at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be the first to be notified when the free Bible.is app for kids is available to download. Your children can listen to a high-quality, dramatized audio Bible while coloring, completing puzzles, learning memory verses, and playing many more fun Bible-engaging games. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.